Emily Keener is joining us this morning. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you? Do you watch the Grammys much? Like, as an artist, a musician, maybe there's people you see or just noticing how the music is in these.
Actually, times? I missed them last night. Ah. I was busy, you know, listening through the record and, you know, working on some stuff.
Wow.
But I heard it was a pretty good show.
Well, as an artist, you're focusing on your type of music.
Yeah.
Tell me about this new CD that you're putting together.
Oh man, it's so exciting. I'm really excited to share it with the world because for the first time ever, this is a full production record of mine. So the Womacks out of Norwalk, Ohio are on every track, and it's just a completely new take on my music, and it's pretty cool to hear how it's come out so far.
How long has that process been now?
We started in early December. Yes.
And what was it like for you then to play with a full band as opposed to doing like solo acoustic?
It's just fantastic. I mean, the group energy is so beautiful and wonderful, and especially in the new studio that they just built. It's an amazing place with great energy, and it was really cool to just kind of sit around the table with everybody and lay out ideas and, you know, figure out what we were going to do. And things changed, and, you know, new things happened, old things were thrown away, and it created this amazing new product. And there was just a lot of give and take throughout the whole process that made it super cool.
Do you feel that it represents you, because sometimes when you get into more of a collaborative process, you're not sure how much of you is still a part of it.
Right. Yeah, it represents me to the T, I think. I'm not even sick of it yet. I've listened to it like 6 times last night and today, and it makes me feel very, very proud to be part of it.
In the making of a new record, from a songwriter standpoint, I imagine these are originals?
Yes, they are.
I've often wondered, do you start with an idea in your head about a lyric? Do you have a melody you think you want to put together? How does that work for you?
Honestly, it's different every time. I find that I'll usually have a phrase on the guitar or a chord progression first that kind of sets the mood and inspires me. But sometimes it all kind of happens together at once. Like, I've had songs that happen within a half an hour because it's just there for me to uncover. And so it's different every time, but it often starts with the guitar idea.
How does the originality come out in the sense that sometimes you hear so much music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That how do you know you're playing something that you're thinking, oh, I'm just not, you know, copying, or at least I like this kind of chord progression and somehow it feels the same way? How do you kind of make sure you're not doing anything like that?
That can be tough sometimes, but I find when I'm writing, I don't really like to judge it. I kind of just go with the flow and see what happens, see where the inspiration takes me. Because if you start judging ideas and thoughts and your thought processes before they actually come to fruition, it tends to be really counterproductive and can actually taint the final product. So I like to kind of just let things happen and then maybe judge it afterwards. But I think usually you have to come from a standpoint of confidence in that what you're doing is original in you.
Are you going, like, setting up a recording, in other words, playing it so that you can hear it back in case? Because many times, and I'm sure there's a point where you think, what was that I just did?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
How are you able to kind of journal that sort of thing?
Yeah, when I'm writing, I record every second of it. I'll often have just, a tape recorder set, and it'll run for like an hour, and I'll go back and look through it when I'm done with a certain session, and it helps me to remember everything, because sometimes those good ideas get lost.
Not only with just the music, but also any lyrics that may
come. Sure, yeah, absolutely.
At what point do you start sort of coming up with words for something like that?
Well, like I said, it's different every time. Sometimes I go into a song with something specific to say, and sometimes what I want to say just kind of happens. Like, my subconscious is trying to tell me something, I guess. But, you know, it's different every time.
You ever hear a phrase in just conversation or in passing or something, you see it thinking, I like the way that sort of sounds or plays off each other, and I could maybe use that for something like
Absolutely. That. Absolutely. Real life is one of the best inspirations, especially in conversations. It happens a lot.
When does the new CD come out?
March 7th is the release date, and there's going to be a release show at Barn Full of Tunes in Avon. Show starts at 7. Yes. Show starts at 7, and the Womacks and I are going to be playing a full live set with all the songs, full production.
At the Barn. Is that on Chester Road?
Krebs. Yeah, Krebs Road.
Krebs Road, okay.
Yes.
Barn Full of Tunes?
Avon Lake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, can you provide us with a little bit of a tune this morning?
Absolutely. We have here? I'd be happy to.
Something different at the fitness center.
That's
this
right.
Morning. Usually the music they have here is a big thumping or that Zumba thing that you get into. I don't know if she knows any Zumba songs, but other than that, we'll see how we get into it.
Okay. This one is called Let It Shine. It's on the new record as well. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let it shine on me. The sun is shining bright and even brighter off the lake. Let it shine on me. This earth is so far from the Milky Way. But there's a smile on my face. So let it shine. Lover of the universe, let it love me too. I am a lover even when it hurts, baby, love me too. I'd shower my love all over the earth if I knew it would work. I'd shower my love. Let it shine and show your love. Let it shine and show your love. This is the day that I find my peace. Let it find me too. This is the day that I find my peace. May your peace find you. This is the day that sets me free. And this peace is gonna pull me through. This is my prayer for you, my friend. May you always sing. This is my prayer, may you never guess what life might bring. May you smile and laugh at the little things. And my friend, may your laughter ring. Find your peace, let laughter ring. Find your peace, let laughter ring. Let it shine and show your love. Let it shine and show your love.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. And that's on your new CD?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay. Emily, how old are you now?
16. Okay. I'm 16 now.
Your voice is really kind of not changing, becoming more mature, I think, over the times we've heard you as well.
For sure. Like, my sister and I were listening to a video of me when I was 13 singing me and Bobby McGee, and I had this horrible country drawl that I was doing back then. My voice broke all the time, and it was just so funny to see, like, how different I am now.
You sometimes think of young men, boys, they're different voices, but girls kind of go through a similar process.
Right.
There's a different quality that occurs with the voices.
Absolutely.
As well. I see the guitar you have here. Do you play this guitar on the CD, or do you have multiple ones, or is this just one?
There's one other acoustic guitar doing some little stuff, but this is the main one on there.
This is the one that goes with you wherever you go as well.
Yep. As you can see, it's gotten a lot of love, but you know.
It sounded great. We appreciate your time coming.
You.
And again, if people want to get a hold of the new CD when it gets out, how do they go about it?
Absolutely. You can go to www.emilykaner.com, and there's links to my Facebook page, as well as iTunes and Amazon, where the record will be available. And I've got an online store on there as well. So there's where you can find updates on, you know, what's going on and how you can get it.
And find out where you might be performing next.
Absolutely.
Always somewhere around.